Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness, the Lord is good. I want to also want to say this morning that, you know, we want to keep an eye on our leaders and what's taking place across the land, but it was exciting and encouraging to see last night the governor of Wisconsin, you know, who they have a new word they're kind of honing now that is called a T-evangelist, you know, kind of a cross mix between somebody who has the values of conservatism. I love God and believe in God's values, as does the governor of Wisconsin. He professes the Tea Party, but he also is a pastor's son. He's a PK, and he openly acknowledges God and just his hope is in God. And so he stands up for our values, well, we would. And there was a big battle because he already got elected as governor, but now they were going to actually try to come in again and take him out of office to a recount or whatever. So he actually is the only governor in the history of America that was elected twice in the same term.
Wow.
And so it's encouraging because he won by a significant margin, which means that, you know, we're choosing God. You know, when somebody has the values of God, and that's what we're talking about, we're not choosing people. We're just saying this man, you know, stood up for our values, and America came and said, we stand with you, because a lot of the people came from all around the country to be there in Wisconsin, and to be able to say, we stand with these values. And it was just a resounding, encouraging word that, you know, if we as the church, you know, stand up and say, you know, we love God, we're unashamed of him, and if we have sinned, and, you know, we have, you know, we need to be able to say, Lord, forgive us for our sins. You know, we acknowledge that you are right in saying that we are wrong, and we just want to ask you to forgive us and to restore us, Lord. We want to live your way and begin to declare over the nation and say, God, we want you to take this nation back. We want to glorify your name. And God just is amazing. You know, we'll have coming to VFN TV soon, you know, should I not be concerned? Should we not be concerned? A call to action is going to be on VFN TV soon. You can actually get that by becoming a VFN TV subscriber. It's free. You just go there to VFNTV.com and subscribe. It'll be available to you really soon. But, you know, Jonah, you know, was called to a great city. And you know, a lot of people wouldn't have called it a great city. Jonah didn't call it a great city.
Right.
You know, he actually said that, and he was right in what he was saying, but yet he was wrong. He was right in saying that the city was wrong. Mm-hmm. He was right in saying that you need to stay away from that wrong. And he was right in saying that they're about to be destroyed. God's about to destroy them. I was totally right.
Right, yeah.
But he was wrong in not understanding God was still concerned about the whole thing, and he cared about this great city, Nineveh, have 120,000 people. And so let me encourage you, you know, despite all, you know, what God's saying and what's going to happen and these things being accurate, God is concerned about America. Mm-hmm. He's concerned about the people. If he's concerned about 120,000 people in a city, he's definitely concerned about a nation who is scattered with Christians all over the land who are praying and who we have stood with Israel despite our leaders making decisions not to. And hopefully, you know, in the future, we'll have leaders that stand with Israel. You know, may we never do this again.
All right.
And understanding that you know, we can be involved, and we have to get out and get involved. Jonah didn't want to go and talk to the Ninevites. He thought, you know, they were bad, but he was right, but he was wrong. You know, I think about, you know, Brother Ken Summerall, my spiritual father in the Lord, and, you know, he went through a season of something similar to that when the quote hippie movement, unquote, was happening in the 60s, and it was all accurate in saying, you know, it's all the debauchery and all the openness of sin and all these things that were taking place. But, you know, in saying that, hey, you know, we don't need to bring them, we don't need to go to them in a way. And then God put him on a bus with, who was a hippie at that time. And he was kind of, had a no shirt on. He had like a vest on, and he had, and they were riding on this bus, and he lit up a cigarette. You know, not Brother Ken, but, you know, and hippie. And he said, do you mind, you know, putting that out or whatever, you know? He's very direct. And and the hippie, the man goes, no. And so he puts it out. And then And of course, Brother Ken's response was, well, nice heavy. You know, but the truth was, in this bus ride, he went from totally feeling like Jonah in regards to Nineveh towards the hippie movement, mm-hmm. to feeling like God, getting God's heart for the people who just happened to be in that season of existence. And they were, you know, sin is sin, mm-hmm. you know, and that God loved those that were in that particular generation. And so he began to open up his doors to his heart to, and the people to, going out. You know, he says he sends us out like sheep amongst wolves, you know. And so he goes back and talk to his congregation, his church, and he tells them, he says, listen, you know, we need to start letting in the hippies and ministering to them. And he says, well, it wasn't hard. I was the only one that wouldn't let them in. And then once they did that, their ministry began to just explode because they were hungry. When you've done everything and you tried everything and you've been everything and you know it's endless, you've been to the end of all those roads, you know that the only hope is God, you know, and you turn to God, you want God, and they would show up and they'd be barefoot and they would be sitting on the front row with a big huge family Bible, you know, those big 5-pound Bibles and stuff. And they just love God. They started a school and trained up missionaries around the world. And today you see people in suits and you see them with nice haircuts. But the truth was, you know, they were part of the hippie movement. They were part of the ones, the free love, free whatever, you know, and, you know, just nothing's holding me back. I'm trying to find myself.
Right.
You know, it's like I did that once and I didn't like it. So I quit looking. I started looking to the cross. And so, but today they're leaders across the land because, you know, Brother Ken heard from God and mm-hmm. responded and got God's heart. And Jonah, you know, after being thrown off of a boat into God, you know, God caught him. Mm-hmm. He caught him with a glove. It just happened to be made of whale skin,
right,
you know.
Right.
And he caught him. And as seaweed was wrapped around his head as he's in the belly of this big fish that we call a whale, he said, maybe I should respond.
You think?
You know, there's people out there right now, you know, that God, you know what you need to do. And you know what needs to be said. And you know that the only hope for this nation and is the church getting to its place and beginning to tell them, you know, that God loves them and God has a plan for their life, but what they're doing is wrong. And they just might believe like the king of Nineveh and everybody else. And God changed his plans. It was like 40 days. It was going to be destroyed. It took 3 days to get across 120,000 people. We're trying to get across a few more.
Yeah.
So hopefully the Lord will give us, you know, more days. But realize this, even though it seems like it's totally over, it's not over with God. You know, they say it's not over till a rather large lady sings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not over till God says it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage you, you know, even if it looks hopeless, maybe you have a family member or you have somebody that you know, you think, oh my goodness, where are they at? But just, you got to understand, just suddenlies. God is a God of suddenlies. And, you know, my own personal salvation came through a suddenly, you know, and you can find out more about it, you know, at meetmyfather.org. But I don't want to take too much time on that. But I was riding down the street at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning in a police cruiser.
Right.
But I was in the front seat, not the back.
Right.
You know, and I was a deputy. And God just touched my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe because nobody would have witnessed to me, I don't know, but, you know, and he called me to himself, and I heard his voice, and I was hungry for him, and it was just totally, totally an amazing thing. And so I want to encourage you that don't listen to anybody that says it's over, but definitely listen to the warning. You know, listen to, hey, we got to get back to the ways of God. We got to, and what was so encouraging about Wisconsin was, you know, and they have you have evangelism, and then you have this Tea Party thing that's going, which really not anything else, just people that are across the land saying, you know, we just believe in conservatives. Mm-hmm. We believe that, you know, and the Constitution, go figure, right?
Imagine that, right?
Is that something? The Constitution? Could you ever believe that actually would have been, you know, the thing about this, I truly believe, once the church starts treasuring the word of God again,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
God's commandments. Right. Then he'll let people start recognizing again our Constitution. So I don't think we're going to be able to hold on to something when we won't hold on to God. But if we'll hold on to God, I believe God will still bless it, just like if he did Nineveh.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? He will actually do the same for us. So I just want to encourage you this morning. We're going to be sharing you a little bit more God news behind the news, but they call it a tea evangelist. A tea evangelist, they're calling them. You know, somebody that's part of this Tea Party movement, somebody that's an evangelist who loves God, who's just standing up for God's rights, and they're just shouting to the world and shouting to America, you can stand for God, you can love people, and you can do what's right, and you can love the Constitution, and you can love America. And it's just real exciting to see. That's a very hopeful thing that happened last night. So praise God, and we want to remember to pray for all of our leaders in office, and God commands us, if we want a peaceful life, we need to pray for those in authority over us. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.